Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Tzitzik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back together as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call part of your day. On Yom Revi'i, the fourth day of the month of Sivan, 48th day of the Omer. Don't get out. Earn that cheesecake tonight. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May He who gives salvation to kings and dominions, princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May He protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and His mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yehuda and Israel dwell in safety. And may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be His will. Ben Omar. Amen. On behalf of BOU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Andrew Markowitz, Congregation Shomri Torah in Fairlawn, New Jersey, to share words of Devarei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Markowitz's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Peret, Chaf, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 21, 21, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our dear and brave Chayalim. Finally, Rabbi Markowitz will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us here on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. Sign up for the daily reminder email. Please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim call. Two notes. One is we will resume the program. That tomorrow's Erev Shavuos will resume Monday next week, so just a little break with the Chag, with the Yom Tovim. But even more importantly, there is a missing 14-year-old girl in Toronto who's been missing since late Friday night. If you could please keep her in mind in your tefillos, please daven for her. I don't really know much of the details, but I did see the story, and certainly for all of us to daven for Esther Hodaya Bas Shira Miriam, just in case you just grabbed a pencil now, again, the name is Esther Hodaya Bas Shira Miriam. Please collectively keep her mind in your tefillos, and may she be found safely and reunited with her parents and family. With that, the chavod, great honor, Rabbi Markowitz.
Hi, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Big Yashar Koach to Naftali. Just Naftali, it's great to be back in this forum. And to everybody here, while everyone's getting ready for Shavuos, wherever you might be running around, we pause our day, not just today, but so inspiring that for the last several years, people have been pausing their day, stopping and saying Tehillim together in this very special community. A community of people that care about Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, our Chayalim and soldiers all over the world. Everybody should be safe, and we should really look forward to a really exciting Yontif of Zman Matan Torahseinu. One of the most exciting parts for me by getting ready for Yontif is preparing the Shiurim and staying up all night with my community, learning Torah together. I remember distinctively, Naftali actually might have been there. I spent a few years going for Shavuos to Springfield, New Jersey, with one of our Rebbeim, Rav Chaim Markowitz. And one of those years, his father was there too, who was my shul rav growing up, Rabbi J. Markowitz Zatzal, who just passed away just a few months ago. And I remember him, I was a young college student. I was in YU at that time, and he said to me, we were walking to shul together Shavuos night, And he said for him, Shavuot night was like the highlight of the year as a Rav. Going to a shul and seeing the shul, first of all, the lights open the entire night, with people engaged in Torah of all different ages, was just a major source of nachas for him. It was incredible. And it really wasn't him, but it wasn't a product of, but it's everyone making that decision to learn. And thank God we have communities now that there's not only shiurim going on at night, but there's also so much Torah going on during the days of Shavuos as well. And we have to ask ourselves the question as to, and I think about this story with Rabbi Marcus, every year, as now I have my own shul, thank God, and as I walk the shul, I share this story with whoever I am walking with. Especially this year, I'll be thinking about him as it's the first Shavuos, where he is no longer present in this world. Yet his mark really has left a major impact on me and so many others. We have to ask ourselves, it's such a strange minhag. It's a strange minhag that we stay up all night. If our goal is to really learn Torah and learn Torah well, right, the goal really should be, like, you know, get a good night's sleep, maybe eat a little bit of food, go to sleep early, wake up early, go to Hashkama, no main minyan, and we should have a whole learning Seder in the afternoon with a fresh, you know, a fresh excitement. Erev Shavuos is, everyone's running around in Erev Shavuos, whether you're going to work, you're staying home, you're running, you're cooking, you're preparing, like every other Erev Yontif. And then Yontif doesn't start on time. You can't start early. You got to start later because of the minhag to start later. And by the time it rolls around 11:30, 12 o'clock to go to shul, we're pretty tired. Qualitatively, the Torah that we're learning is, dare I say, not the strongest at that moment. Yet this is a minhag of Klal Yisrael. And everyone really points to maybe a new minhag, but everyone points really to one midrash that as to the reason as to why we do this. And that's because when Klal Yisrael was told that they would receive the Torah on the 7th or the 6th of Sivan, that is debated within itself, whatever morning it was a Shabbos morning, the Jewish people overslept. They slept late to the extent that Hashem needed to send out kolos ubrakim, loud sounds, thunder, and the thunder woke them up, aroused them, and then they woke up and presumably got dressed really quickly and ran to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. It is so strange. My brother-in-law loves to say that the first time that he was going to Disney World, Lahavdil, he remembers it and he was preparing for months at a time, right? He was told in November he was going to Disney World. That day, when it got to that morning, he slept in his clothes and he didn't sleep a wink, to the extent that when his parent, my in-laws, went into his room, he like pulled off his covers and said, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. It was like 5 a.m, right? You're ready to go because you're so excited. We are counting. Naftali said it's day 48. We're counting. We're so excited. We're so excited. They were so excited. The Jewish people were so excited. They were counting too. How could it be that they slept late? I want to share with you an incredible answer from Lubavitcher Rebbe. And it really says so much to what really the Torah and our relationship to Torah and Kadosh Baruch Hu is really all about. He says the Jewish people slept late, and that was on purpose. That was intentional. And why was that intentional? Because they felt that the only way that they could receive the Torah was b'derech chalom, through a dream. They needed to be a Navi. They needed to be prophets and prophetesses in order to receive the Torah. After all Nevi'im, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, the only way they were able to converse with the Ribono Shel Olam was while they were in a dream state. B'derech halom, says the Rambam. Therefore, the Rebbe says, Klal Yisrael thought the only way for them to receive the Torah would be if they were on the level of a Navi. Therefore, they slept late. HaKadosh Baruch Hu woke them up and said, told the Jewish people, I don't want you to become Nevi'im. Some of you might become Nevi'im, but that makes the Torah exclusive only for people that could achieve such a high spiritual level, such as Nevuah. The Torah is meant for every single person, on their own level. Boys and girls, men and women, every single person on their own level. Those that grew up engaged in Torah, those that this is the first year they're going to be learning, everybody at each stage and age, no matter where you are, whether you're in the top class or in the bottom one, it doesn't really matter. The Torah was given to all of Klal Yisrael in a very much in an awake state. Not to Nevi'im, but to all of Klal Yisrael. The Torah is given to all of us to appreciate the Torah. Hashem says the goal of the Torah is to create a relationship between Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. I love sharing this thought from the Ragachev Gaon, who says there are two ways that we communicate with Hashem every single day. The first way, we'll say it in a few moments, is through tefillah. Tehillim, through tefillah, and that is the way we talk to Hashem. And there's a second way, and that's how that Hashem talks to us, and that is through engaging in His Torah. And that's everybody, of course we need to grow in our Torah, and challenge ourselves in our Torah, and not make excuses for why we can't learn this or that. But Hashem wants us, where we are, to engage in the Torah, HaKadosha. This year, whether you stay up all night or you don't, take a few moments, and dare I say a few hours, over Shavuos this year to not just appreciate the gift that we have of Ashrei Nematzav Kochenu, of the Torah itself, but to really appreciate by engaging in the Torah, completely awake, cup of coffee, maybe a Coke Zero, or just with a Gemara open in front of you, and to appreciate how special the Torah is, and listen to how Hashem is speaking through us every single day with the Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful Yontif, a good Shabbos, and it should be as Matan Torahsenu for all of us. With that, I continue with Tehillim. We'll begin, we'll say three chapters, Tehillim, Pas. Lametzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Sara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrcha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Molasecha Yidash Nesela, Yiten Lecha Kilovecha, V'chol Asescha Yimalei. Neranin Abi Yeshua Secha, Uvashem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yemalei Adonai, Komi Shalo Secha, Atayidati, Ki Oshi Adonai Mishicho, Yaneo Mishmei Kocho, Bigvuros, Yesha Yimino, Eilav Arechev, Ve'eilav Asusim, Venachnu Mishem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir, Hema Karu Venafalu, Vanachnu Kamu Venisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelach Yanenu V'yom Tarenu. Hilim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shalom Alo Zesainai El Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Nimadonai Oseh Shemayin V'aretz. Al Yitein Lamot Ragwacha Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hinei Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzimcha Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmor cha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzitzcha v'echa me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shem alos mimam makim k'rasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli t'yena zecha kashilos l'kol tachonunai. Ima v'onos yishmor yach. Adonai miyamod kimchasecha leman tivarei. Yivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker. Shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Yim Adonai yachesed rabeim ofidos. V'hu yifta es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzara v'shivya, haomdeim b'im ayam b'im ayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzieh mitzara l'rvacha, me'afeh lo l'yora, mishibo l'geula, hasha bagalav zvan kariv v'namar, Amen. In Mishberach for Chayalei Tzahal. Mishberach Avusenu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, who Yivarech es Chayalei Tzva Haganah Yisrael, Vanshev Chosef Yitachon, Hamdim Amishvar Tzenu, Vare Eloheinu, Mea Levanon Vaad Nibar Mitzrayim, Uminehem Agadol, Alavo Ha'arava V'chom Akom Shehem, Vayabasha Vaavir Uvayam, Yitena Adonai Saveinu, Hakanim Aleinu Nigasim Efnehem, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Es Chayalenu, Mikol Tzara V'tzuka, Mikol Nega U'machla, V'yishlach Bracha V'atzlacha B'chom Ha'asa Yedehem, Yadver Soneinu Tachtehem, V'yatrein B'ketz Yeshua V'teretz Yitzchon. Yikem Ha'makasuv, Ki Adonai Eloheichem, Ha'alechim Achem, Lilachem Lachem, Imoy Veichem, Ushiachem, V'nomar, Amen. Mishaberach, Recholim, I'll pause for a few moments to insert names. Mishaberach Avusenu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo, U'Yivarech Esacholim. Esther Hodaya Bas Shira Miriam. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachmim Aleihem, Lachlimam Lurafam, Lachazkam Leachiosam, Yishlach Lehem Mehe Refu Hashemim Neshanayim, Lachol Evarehem Ulachol Gideihem, Yisoch Shar Chol Yisrael, Fus Nefesh Refus Aguf, Hashta Bagalad Zran Kariv, Zanamar, Amen. Thank you so much for the opportunity to learn Torah and share Torah with everyone here today.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Marco. It's great to have you back on the program. We look forward certainly to having you back near to Hashem in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all her coordination and organizational efforts behind the scene. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday, next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. Chag Sameach, Yud Yom Tov, beautiful and wonderful Shabbos. We'll see you back in Yirat Hashem next week on Monday.